0365.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. We deal with politics and the economy. I have always wanted to address the subject of the correlation, if there is one, in fact, between political events and the markets. I have a gentleman right now helping me out by the name of Christian Tharp. Christian is a technical analyst with Adam Mesh Trading Company. Very, very bright guy. Been on the show before. He and I were chatting off the air a little bit about the correlation, if in fact there is any, between the conventional stock markets and political events. Christian, first of all, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again, Al. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Is there a direct correlation between politics and the markets?
Well, as you and I were saying before, it's a great question, and it comes up a lot, and especially comes up a lot nowadays with a lot of the polarization we see, and a lot of camps kind of digging in their heels with their views. And as you know, at the Adam Mesh Trading Group, we do a lot of personal one-on-one coaching in the way of the markets,
right?
Stocks and investing and things like that. So obviously that question comes up a lot. And what I always encourage everybody, I kind of strike it up there with, say, the fundamentals of a company. That type of question pops up a lot too. And I always I put them in the same camp, which is, well, how about if you let the stock and or the market answer that question for you? You and I can never actually know what everyone in the know is going to do and how they're going to react to these political things or nowadays, what this tax policy we hear so much about. But, I remember, and you and I were kind of touching on this before, when the healthcare bill was going around. And huge topic. Okay, now, when we coach at the Adam Mesh Trading Group, we do most stocks and markets and things like that. But that topic comes up. Well, and what I remember hearing a lot was, from all the people that I coached was, when that healthcare bill passes, the market's going to tank. And everyone seemed to have that view that because of that policy, because of that piece of legislation, because of all the politics. But what was interesting is whenever I asked the question, why do you think the market would drop? Why would you think that would happen based on that? And it was always the answer was the same thing. It was a response to their political belief or their personal view on that.
Sure.
And I said, what I think you might want to do is, separate that from the market. And what I've noticed is that there can be those times where, for example, with the bailout, we saw how the market was all over the place with the bailout, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So obviously there can be that effect. But the question I would propose is, well, we all saw what happened after the healthcare bill passed. Actually, we rallied on that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
When we had a pretty good week. So is it because of the legislation or is it because of the clarity? The uncertainty now is out of the way and we're done. Well, the bailout, I say, is that a little different because we were not sure if our financial system was going to, crash.
Right.
So there can be, but what I always encourage everyone that I speak to, whether it be someone I'm coaching or a friend or a family member, is just when it comes to your investments, when it comes to your stocks, it's no different than with a good company. A company could be great. But what does its stock tell you? If it is so great, won't it go higher? Keeping it simple, so to speak.
A question I have is last Thursday, the headlines in virtually every daily paper across the United States read something like Republicans announce major platform to take on the left-wing philosophy. Pretty strong statement. They basically came out, the R's came out with some very, very definite ideas. We're here to repeal the Obamacare, as they caught it. We're here to increase the defense of the borders. We're obviously against abortion, on and on and on and on. Now, on Thursday when that came out, that was kind of a non-event as far as the market was concerned. And I think what that tells me is that you're right. There are some political events that are really, really important. But you know what? Rather than call them political events, let's call them just newsworthy events, things
sure.
Like the stimulus. Yeah, our economy was on the verge of collapse. Well, it looks like we're away from that right now. That's really not what I would call a political event. What I'm hearing you say and what I completely agree with is it really, for the most part, doesn't have a bearing on the market.
No, yeah, and I would say that, you have to break it into its parts. When you brought up a pretty good one, a pretty good example with the stimulus.
Yep.
Now, I have, once again, coaching people at that time, a lot of people, because of their political views and what they personally felt about that stimulus, you know, they had all this doom and gloom, right? It was just, you know, awful. We shouldn't do it. You know, all their kind of reasons. And that may or may not be true based on your view. But let me ask you this. When did the market start to rally? Okay.
Yep.
Right when that was passed, right?
Sure.
You know, you separate, and we knew Obama had been elected. We knew that was going to be on his agenda. You know, is it possible that the markets, and then the big money, as we like to call it, saw what effect that would have on the economy? And, you know, when you're a Warren Buffett or when you're, you know, when you're someone in the markets, you know, are you going to make your investment decisions based on what you think might have in the economy and the markets and stocks? Or are you going to make them just on your political belief? And
sure.
There's a pretty good chance, you know, if you're a fund manager managing, you know, millions and millions, and that you're probably going to look at those things and separate the two. And it's questionable whether or not, you know, one would necessarily affect the other. But I think, as you said, you break it apart. I think it's better to look at things as newsworthy and what would that what kind of effect that might have on the markets themselves, not necessarily your political and that type of arena. I think you kind of have to take it, you know, break it apart into those issues. Kind of thing.
Well, you know, one thing I have found over the years is that when you talk about political issues, 9 times out of 10, not with all people, but I would say with 90% of the people who I've talked with and who I've interviewed on this program and others, political issues, for the most part, you know, they're really not based on facts. They're based totally on emotions. I have maintained categorically over the years that it's really important to realize that solutions lie in the middle. They lie somewhere between the two sides of the aisle, okay? But, you know, if you get an extreme left-winger or an extreme right-winger, they're going to base all of their opinions on emotion as opposed to fact. And you know what? When you're investing money, when you're involved in the market, and I'm sure you tell your students this, you got to keep emotion out of it because emotions will kill you because they are oftentimes not logical.
Oh my gosh, Al, you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you how often I've tried to make that case to just about everyone I know, because so often the people that we hear, you know, tend to be the ones that are on those extremes.
Right.
They do. We don't hear from because me, you know, for me myself, what I just decided, I'm a very big chart guy. You mm-hmm. know, being a you know, I'm a CMT, so I study a lot of charts. I study. I like to look at facts. I like to look at stats, and I like to kind of let these things tell me maybe what the truth is. Like you said, nowadays bumper sticker slogans is how we make our decisions. Emotion, who we like better, you know, and nowadays the parties are so I'm going to vote for this guy on the right or the left, no matter what the other guy says, no matter what. And I think it's unfortunate. And when I went through my education, one of the biggest areas I did have to study was actually in market psychology and behavioral finance. And we had, you know, that was such a big topic because what kills us in the markets, the individual retail trader or investor, it does tend to be emotion, does tend to be psychology, hope, fear, greed, you know, all these things. And actually, I think you're absolutely right. It's the same thing in politics. It's somebody's view, and I think that you're absolutely correct that if more and more people are actually spending more time getting fact-based information instead of talking points and overheated rhetoric, I think we'd have a completely different process in solving problems in this country.
Well, changing the subject, but not really, which is one of my favorite sayings, our country would be a lot better off if the polarization based almost entirely on emotion really didn't exist. I mean, I have to tell you, I've been around for a lot of years. I've been following politics for a lot of years. And I got to tell you, I have never, ever seen so much theater, so much crazy emotion, so much bizarre hatred in the political arena as I'm seeing today. It absolutely amazes me. And, you know, I think that cooler heads need to prevail. And one thing our listeners need to realize is take Christian Tharp's advice. Keep emotions out of it. Going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 24th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,299.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,333.85, $666.93 for a half ounce, or $333.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,333.85, $666.93, or $333.46.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You got to admit, Christian Tharp is a very, very interesting guy, and you have to admit, you know, the intelligence of keeping emotions out of investing cannot be overstressed in any sense of the imagination. Okay, we're chatting right now with Mike Larson. Michael is involved with the Weiss Group down in Florida. He is a real estate expert. I want to ask him a couple of questions. One of them is, last Thursday, Mike, existing home sales rose 7.6% in August. That was bouncing off a record low. What are the implications in your mind of that particular stat?
Sure. Well, we did see existing home sales pop a little bit. The gain between July and August was just shy of 8%. The problem is that's coming after a nasty 27% plunge between June and July. Or in plain English, we didn't even recoup a third of the plunge we had a month prior. The annualized rate of sales is just over 4 million units, which is really not anything to write home about. And I think that what you've seen, clearly a big hangover from the tax credit expiration, a little bit of a bounce back since then. But I don't see a heck of a lot to carry us forward here in terms of momentum. We have cheap homes, we have cheap mortgage rates, but buyers just aren't responding.
Nope.
I think they're concerned about the future direction of home prices, as well they should be. They're concerned about losing their jobs, which is not surprising given that we have a real unemployment rate once you include all the underemployed and discouraged workers of almost 17%. And I think that that's all the kind of stuff that's going to keep a lid on any housing recovery. I don't think we're going to suffer some huge new collapse from here, but I'm also not expecting any kind of dramatic recovery either.
Mike, we had a lady on the show last week who is a real estate expert also. She owns a firm that employs about 200 agents or thereabouts. She was saying that she feels right now that in terms of investing in real estate, investment right now in that particular sector is really not a bad place to be. What are your feelings about that?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, if you can find the bargains that banks are willing to unload at a bargain basement price, and they're out there, or if you can find distressed sellers that are willing to just kind of take whatever they can get and walk, there are some markets where pricing sanity has been restored. I mean, you look at what it might cost on a monthly basis to own a home versus what a comparable home would cost to rent, and you see the levels are pretty equal versus the peak of the bubble when it would cost twice as much to own as rent, and it made no financial sense. So if you're looking to buy real estate as an investment and sort of grow rich slowly from the traditional way, cash flowing positive after all your expenses are paid, get a nice, single-digit yield on that property, mm-hmm. You can definitely find examples of property that works. Again, as long as you have the money in the bank or the pristine credit and you're getting a bargain, then yes, there are a few things to pick and choose at. But as far as buying willy-nilly and, looking for another big run-up, I don't think that's the name of the game. But I do think, yes, there are some opportunities out there. Whereas if you asked me the same question 3 years ago, I would have said not with, your money.
I would have to say that today, where there's a real opportunity in real estate isn't from an investment standpoint. Well, it could be from an investment standpoint, as you said, assuming that your timeline is long term. But I think for people looking to purchase homes today and then live in them for an extended period of time, and I'm not talking 4 or 5 years, I'm talking one heck of a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
There are some great deals out there, but boy, I'll tell you, if you're looking to invest in a home with the idea of selling it in 2, 3, 4 years, in my opinion, you're nuts. I don't know. I consider myself to be absolutely fortunate in that Kathy and I bought a little condo about 2 years ago in the area that mm-hmm. we're living in right now, and I have to tell you, had we bought that unit 2.5 years ago, we'd be so far upside down right now, we'd be drowning. But as it is, timing is everything, and we're not even close to being upside down. But, for the people who are looking for a place to live for the long term and not a place to make a whole bunch of quick bucks, I don't think residential real estate's a bad place to be.
No, absolutely. When you look at things like affordability ratios, again, you take a prevailing mortgage rate, you take median incomes in various markets, you look at what home prices have done. I'm purely penciling it out. It makes a heck of a lot more sense than it ever did in 2004, 2005, 2006. So I think, yes, if you have an eye to the long term, you're getting a good price. You're locking in at 30-year fixed mortgage rates that are in, sub 4.5%. These aren't just the lowest mortgage rates in the last few years. These are the lowest mortgage rates in the last century.
Right.
It's the the economics make a lot more sense as long as you pointed out, you're staying put for the long term, number one. And number two, you're confident you're going to have the income because, let's be honest, one of the reasons people aren't buying a lot of homes, even with the cheap prices and the cheap rates, is that they're not confident they're going to have the income stream. If you lose your job, you know, it doesn't matter if your mortgage is 8% or 3%, you're still not going to be able to make that payment. So I think there's a lot of hesitancy out there. And you have to be sure that you've got that income and, you know, you're fairly secure in your job if you do make that leap.
Well, another stat that came out last Thursday, you know, when this home sales rebound came out, which it kind of is that's a true headline, but it is a little misleading when you consider what you had to say. But, you know, same day it came out, jobless claims jumped by 12,000 to 465,000 last week. Well, I got to tell you, that's going to make people nervous, and they really do need to consider, you know, is a particular dwelling or whatever, is it really affordable given their situation? Mike, what do you think about investing in commercial real estate right now?
Well, I think on the commercial front, you know, you have seen some improvement off of the sort of depths of despair we had in 2008. We've seen pricing stabilize in some sectors of commercial. We've seen apartment fundamentals, for example, improve as people who unfortunately get thrown out of their own homes end up needing a place to rent. But even there, I think that with an unemployment rate that's officially close to 10%, and as I pointed out, almost 17% when you include sort of the underemployed and discouraged workers, you're seeing things like household formation shrink. People are doubling up. People are moving back in with mom and dad instead of, you know, going out on their own in their 20s and so on. So I think you have some concerns. I think we'll keep the lid on things like rent increases and, you know, absorbing some of the capacity out there. I don't think commercial's in as bad shape or has as big of a overbuilding hangover or overhang like residential had, but it still has some challenges. So, again, same rule applies. I don't think things are terrible and that, you know, we're going to see some huge new plunge, but I also think if you're going to be looking to invest in commercial properties, strip malls or apartments or what have you, you really got to take it on a property-by-property basis.
Let's look at the paper side of the equation. Real estate investment trusts. Are REITs a good place to put money right now?
You know, again, when it comes to a broader thing like that, many of these REIT companies are broadly diversified and in terms of the geography they're exposed to. And yes, they've had a nice run as a result of the improvement we've seen in fundamentals, as well as just the fact that everybody's searching for yield. I mean, when you have the Fed holding interest rates at 0%, you've seen a run in almost all yield instruments, everything from junk bonds to commercial real estate to utility stocks because of their high dividends. The problem is I think that's masking some of the lousier underlying fundamentals. So the short answer is no, I wouldn't really be looking at REITs. Again, if I had a choice of investing $1 million in, you know, REIT shares or in individual properties where I could look at the underlying dynamics and pick and choose, I'd rather do the second.
You know, I think that that's probably a very good point. I think that Big Al's personal opinion right now about real estate is, you know, if you're looking to buy a summer place, if you're looking to buy a piece of recreational property and you plan to, you know, to keep it for a long, long time, give it to your kids, what have you, that's, you know, the opportunities there are amazing. I think the same thing holds true if you're looking for, if you're looking for a dwelling to live in for an extended period of time. But boy, I'll tell you, you got to be careful. As Mike says, take a real, real hard look at your income earning ability and take a real hard look on the length of time you're going to be in there. Listen to Mike also on our program, which airs on the Business Talk Radio Network. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636, 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Continuing on with the folks from KC Research, right now I have the chief economist with us, Bud Conrad. Bud, you have just recently put out a book entitled Profiting from the World's Economic Crisis. Number one, let's talk a little bit about the book. It is a huge, huge seller. Amazon, as I understand, has sold out. You debuted the book, at the recent KC conference, and you sold out there. Give us an overview of the book, first of all, would you?
Why, sure, Al. Good to be talking to you.
Pleasure to have you.
The book is really the product of my life's work. I spent about 2 years taking everything I know, condensing it, editing it, reviewing it, and putting it together to describe how the world works. That's about half the book. There are five sections of it. And then I spent about half the book on what that means for the long-term future, making recommendations for investment. So it's both an economics book and an investment recommendation book.
You talk about issues in that book. One of the issues that I am very, very intrigued about, my favorite subject, is the eye of the storm. And you're talking about we're at the point of no return for government debt and currency. I think we're in a situation right now that truly, truly cannot be reversed. Can you elaborate on that for us?
I think very few people that were considered important saw the crisis coming. But a number of us who understand how debt works, and I'll point a finger at Peter Schiff or Nouriel Roubini or
One of numerous people.
Yeah, did get it right. Because basically what we have is the collapse of too much private debt. That was seen in the huge growth of mortgage debt. But what we're doing and seeing now is that that debt turned bad, and the government decided that it was best to step in, buy up that debt, and now the government has too much debt and is growing at levels that are definitely unsustainable. So we've had a private debt bubble and now private debt collapse. The problem is that the public debt is now out of control. And so that debt, when it becomes unsaleable, nobody wants to buy it, creates a second credit wave of the storm. The first one was what we saw, and has already passed to some extent, the private debt collapse. And that was the first wave of the hurricane, with the eye now passing over us because the government spent $3 trillion trying to fix things. And for $3 trillion, we got about 3% improvement in GDP, which is about $400 billion. Not a very good return on the government's investment. And a long-term debt problem that now will become the second half of that storm. And that debt problem is so big that I call it beyond the point of no return. The obligations of our federal government, but also around the world, Japan is one of the worst, and many of the Euro states, which is what we're seeing now, are signaling the waves of future problems, is that we're going to see the second half of this storm. We're passing just through the eye of that storm now, and we are beyond the point of no return, at least in the United States, of ever paying off all that government debt that we've, and obligations for retirement for baby boomers out in the future. And so that kind of crisis will develop from what was a collapse of mortgage debt now to a collapse of sovereign government debt.
Well, you know, you look at what's going on around the world. You look at what's going on right now in Greece, Portugal, Spain, Ireland, other countries, and the general consensus, I mean, these are bad things that are happening, but the general consensus is that's just a preview of what's going to happen here with the United States.
Right. I think the parallels are surprisingly obvious. If you take the first big collapse was the Bear Stearns, where the general attitude was, gosh, well, the government came in and fixed it. But when Lehman Brothers came along, it was a combination of it being too big to fail, but also too big to bail out, and the government not quite knowing how to handle it. But in any case, it did fail disastrously. And I see that the government of Europe now being supported by the IMF and by our Federal Reserve, I'll explain that in a minute, are trying to build a big enough bailout scheme for Greece. $1 trillion certainly sounded awfully big about a week ago, but the euphoria of that lasted about an hour, well, maybe a day, before we've now begun to realize that all they're doing is borrowing more to pay off more bad debt and not really solving the problems that are structural. I fear they may bail out Greece, but the next one, probably Spain, in most people's opinion, is going to be too big. And when that then becomes laid on the table, you can sort of lay that out as a parallel to the Lehman Brothers collapse, when we really did have panic and pandemonium around our own private credit and government bailout system. And the debt of mortgage-backed securities that turned toxic will become sovereign debt, lack of confidence, and a currency crisis. And in some sense, we're already in a currency crisis, although it's somewhat managed by the combined efforts of currency union. So Greece itself isn't allowed to depreciate its own currency, but it's infecting the whole eurozone, which is why we're seeing, huge flights of capital to Switzerland and also to the United States as a comparative safety zone to the Greek operation.
Well, the term that I like to use here is the U.S. dollar right now, which is strengthening, certainly, is, in my opinion, only nothing more than the best of the worst. But I want you to talk a little bit about the U.S. involvement in terms of the Greek bailout, because a lot of people think, it's all Europe that's doing this whole thing, the European countries. That's really not the case.
Yes, very good point. What's happened is the Federal Reserve I think almost unconstitutionally, that's my side point, is offering huge swaps of currencies between itself, that is printing up dollars and giving them to foreign central banks to add to liquidity in Europe. That provides money to then reinvest in things like buying our treasuries and biting up our dollars. That happened in 2008 when the dollar surprisingly improved in comparison to the euro and the world currencies, but then fell off in 2009. I think we're going to see that same thing repeated.
I think you're right, and I have to tell you, in my opinion, I mean, I know that I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you, but I think that this is nothing but positive for the future of precious metals. And you know, it's interesting. I was chatting with David Morgan earlier today, a silver investor, and we both are firmly convinced that in terms of an insurance policy, stability, whatever you want, ability to sleep at night, you know, you want to have a certain amount of your money not in paper currencies, but in gold or silver.
Absolutely. I think you've said it better than I could. Just to underline it to the effect that I think all paper currencies are just that. In fact, today, the electronic money isn't even worth the paper it's not printed on.
Isn't that an interesting comment? It's not even worth the paper it's not printed on. Boy, I have to tell you, I just...
It comes from my Silicon Valley previous technical point of view. But look, you can just create a few bits in a computer and you've got all the money you want. You don't even have to chop down the trees and print up paper. And the point of all that is we're in strong agreement that in the long term, as government and sovereign debt overwhelms the markets, the best place to be is in physical assets. I think energy is extremely important for humanity in the sense that I don't think there's an unlimited supply of fossil fuels. And with the problems we're seeing in Louisiana, I think energy right now, after dropping dramatically in the last week or so, is a wonderful long-term investment, and people ought to be considering that as well.
I agree 100%. We got 30 seconds left, but do me a favor. Tell our listeners where they can get copies of your book, would you?
The easiest is just to go to any of the large booksellers. Amazon is the well-known one. When they were sold out, you could also buy it at Barnes & Noble. Borders is a little harder to buy online, but they're available, and you can get it sent out in a few days. I think it's easiest. It's also just getting into bookstores, and we'll be in all of them because it's published by John Wiley, a big publisher.
Okay, there you have it. Bud Conrad from KC Research, Chief Economist. We're going to have Bud back on the show hopefully more often in the future. He's a very, very bright man, very insightful, as is everybody from this organization. Bud, thanks for your time, sir.
Great talking to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free How-To Gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices.
Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Chatting right now with Eric Singer. Eric is in charge of Congressional Effect Management. He has a fund. The symbol of the fund is CEFFX, and he can't say this, but I can. According to Morningstar, CEFFX is rated in the top 1% of all mutual funds out there. We could chat a little bit about the mutual fund later, but what I want to start out talking with Eric about is the news that came out on Thursday. Very, very interesting. The 23rd of September, the Republicans have come out and they have said, this is what we are intend to do. This is what we are going to do. They drew a fairly major line in the sand, in my opinion, chatting about repealing the health care issue that President Obama passed. They talked about some significant more strenuous, stronger, I guess is a better word to say, security on the borders. They took a fairly strong stance on illegal immigration, and they took a very, very strong stance on the deficit. Whether or not any of this comes to fruition, you know, politics is politics, but it is a fairly fairly strong statement on their part. Eric, what are your opinions on that?
Well, I kind of have a mixed feeling about it. I think that I guess I would characterize it as a good start. You know, they pledged to lower taxes. They wanted to budgeting back to a baseline of 2008. What else did they do? They said that they would try to help small businesses with more direct deductions. I mean, all of these things, I view them as being good for election, maybe not great for governing, but they have to start somewhere. And, you know, I think that issue-wise, the Americans are so inflamed that the Republicans, you know, they were like the kid in the candy store, and they didn't need all the candy. They have a lot more to go with.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that. When you say the Republicans are like the kid in the candy store, and they have a lot for, yeah.
Well, from an issue point of view, they found themselves in a position where they could, you know, just there were so many issues to choose from that they could harass the Democrats with that they chose
a number of them, but I don't think they went as far as they could have.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like what you're saying is you think that perhaps the current administration, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I think the current administration is not going in the right direction. I really don't. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've consistently tried to address my criticisms. I'm skeptical of the Democrats' agenda overall, but, you know, professionally, I try to look at what Congress does. I think that there's a misunderstanding in the press that things are driven by the president, and it's easy for people to focus on him. In fact, I think most of the policy in the country is driven by Congress.
Yeah.
And so I hold the Democrat overall much more responsible for what's happened than I do the president. I don't know if that's it. If that's an answer for you or not, but that's
well,
how I feel about it.
It makes sense. No, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, as my wife has been saying for the 37 years we've been together, you know, it's not the president, it's the House it's the House and the Senate. And that's very true. But I believe right now that the Democrats, I think, before they realize how unpopular our president has gotten to be, and the impact that may have on their reelection potential. I think that a lot of the Democrats, you know, wildly supported President Obama. And, you know, I have to say on the record, as I've said many times, I think President Obama is a good man. I don't agree with his policies. I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm right or he's right. That just means I don't agree with the direction that I see him wanting to take this country. But I think up until fairly recently, Congress was right in his back pocket, for lack of better terms. Do you think I'm nuts?
No. You're not nuts.
You know, it's interesting. The polarization that we are seeing in this country right now has gotten to the point where it's almost frightening. You know, when I read the Daily and the Wall Street Journal, which is obviously a daily, last Thursday, and I saw some of the events that were scheduled to occur, you know, talking about some of the events that had occurred in the past back in Washington, D.C., I realized that we've got some pretty angry people in this country, and it's not just a small segment of the population anymore. Any comments on that?
Oh yeah, no question. I mean, if you saw the Restore Honor rally, or you've seen some of the other rallies, they were big rallies.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't particularly well covered by the mainstream press.
No, they weren't.
But they were big rallies. I think that there's a lot of people that are just really, really upset. So I think that the Republicans do have the issues initiative here. I'm not sure that they are as effective. What's the best way to say it? I don't know that the actual art of politicking is something mm-hmm. that they do as well as the Democrats, but I would say that the people are by and large quite energized as to what's going on.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that for sure. You know, my question is, I think what they came out with in terms of an agenda, I mean, in my mind, you know, and I consider myself to be a pretty well-informed guy, but in my mind, they've really done nothing more than summarized everything that they have been talking about for the last couple of years, and they want to put it, you know, first and foremost in the eyes of the American people. Where I think they're going to have some problems, quite frankly, is let's take Obamacare. You know, that's a very, very emotional issue. Now, granted, the majority of the population did not want to see that one pass, but it was President Obama signed it into law, contrary to that opinion. But I don't think that's the correct thing to run on a major platform. You know, we want to abolish Obamacare, because too many people feel that what the president is doing is he's really helping out the downtrodden. And I don't think the Republicans want to be labeled as being a group of people who, you know, who only caters to the rich and famous and really doesn't care about people who can't afford things like medical issues. So I think they need to be careful the way they describe their feelings about the health care issue. Would you agree with that?
No. Sorry.
Okay. No,
I just feel like Obamacare is such bad policy that they have to go after tooth and nail, and it's already failing. I mean, the president promised that that if you have your current plan, you could keep it. Well, what's happened is that as the insurance companies came out in the last couple of days and said we're going to abandon children only policies because the mandates are so heavy. Well, when you abandon children only policies, you make it much more expensive. And you can keep your old policy, but now you're going to keep it with a much higher cost. Well, that's not what I think the average person thought when the president said you can keep your policy if you like it.
Oh, listen, I agree with you 100% on that. I really do, Eric, in the sense that I don't think Obamacare is a good policy, but I think rather than simply for the Republicans to come out and say, We're going to make sure it gets repealed. I think they need to be very careful about saying why they believe that. Now, I mean, you just pretty succinctly gave a pretty good argument that I happen to agree with on the medical issue. You know, I want to stress also that my medical costs, I mean, I'm 66 years of age and my provider has already informed us that our insurance premiums are probably going to they're probably going to increase 20%. Well, you know, 20% is a big number, to say the least. I also don't like the fact that people are going to have to pay income tax on their the amount of money that they pay for the medical policies on a monthly basis. I don't think that's right either. Listen, we've got about a minute left here. Tell our listeners, if you would, about congressional effect management, would you?
Well, we have a mutual fund called Congressional Effect Fund. The symbol is CEFFX. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is we only invest when Congress is on vacation. Most of what Congress does across both parties is bad for business, and stocks perform better historically, much better when Congress is on vacation. So that's what I do. And, my goal is to provide good returns for people, and to make sure that they understand over time the cost of government. And there's a big cost to government, and in many ways people know it, but it's still hidden because they can't see the exact costs. Over time, I hope my fund will let people understand the cost that they pay for government in their portfolios.
The cost of government on the federal level is huge. I am amazed that any intelligent person doesn't realize that big government has to be cut back. And the reason I say that is our country basically grew to be at one time the strongest nation in the world because of capitalism and limited government. That's not what we're seeing today. Final words on that?
I totally agree. We got to get back to having a small government. We really do. And we'll all be better off when we get back there.
We will all be better off. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.